I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
I've had, since I sat down, I've been here for like 15 minutes, I've had the dog with the toy, like, just, he keeps, like, picking it up and putting it next to me over and over again, like, just, like, setting it next to me and then just sitting like a good boy. Like, he's a good boy, and he's just staring at me with this toy, like, bro, you're gonna throw this, right? Like, he's like smiling at me. He's got like the dumb dog smile that everybody loves.
Of course.
He's a good boy. He's a great boy. You know what? You're a good boy, but I'm not going to fucking throw that thing. So quit staring at me, bro. This is like abuse. This is like emotional abuse is what this is what this dog is doing to me. It's a pod pup. You give him like an inch, they take a mile, you know? Speaking of which, you want to give your dog a mile, thinkjinx.com. There, I did it. And by the way, we forgot to mention both Blairs brought to you by thinkjinx.com. So we've had two Blairs born in the last few weeks, and they are both brought to you by thinkjinx.com.
You really spoiled my – I had a new ad read. It was gonna be a little bit where I was like, you want to know what I think?
Damn.
And I was gonna say something like, I think we should keep the Jews out of your schools, and I'd say thinkjinx.com, you know, but you ruined that one for me. Sweet.
Fuck, I ruined next everything. We'll
save that for next week.
Story of my life. Yeah. Man, story of my life. God,
forget it. Forget it. Next week, act like you've never heard this bit before.
Yeah.
It's a new segment. You want to know what I think?
Hey. Hey, fellas. Something in the news. Have you heard this? Have you seen this? Hi, yeah. Yeah, so we were just talking before we started that Ski's not allowed to do any dabs or Elons of any kind because his camera's not agreeing with us right now, so... So Ski, as much as, you know, I sort of, coming off of the podcast from Sunday, I sort of expected a long anti-Asian rant from you again in this episode. So we might have to push it. We might have to push that to next week or something like that. So we don't want to fuck up.
I will say that the arm salute, would actually be pro-Asian if you remember your World War II history. So,
oh no.
So it doesn't cross over like that.
They were part of the Axis or whatever.
They were the Axis of Evil with the fucking them and those fucking smelly eye ties. Man.
Smelly.
They are eye ties.
Smelly.
Are they smelly? I don't think I've ever heard that accusation lobbed against the Italians before. What do they smell like?
Yeah.
Basil and pesto?
It's a great smell,
Ski.
Pretty much. Garlic. I mean, very garlic forward.
Well, they're not vampires. They're not Rick Pitino, you know?
That'd be the opposite of vampires.
That's true.
Famously, the vampires hate garlic. By the way, basil smells great. So does garlic. What are we talking about here? So does olive oil, you know? Like, what are we doing?
Well, I didn't want to go stereotype and call him greasy because, you know, that's just lame. That's lazy in my eyes. So,
yeah, way to take the high road, Ski.
I did. I tried.
Speaking of greasy, our podcast movie on Sunday, Grease 2. Tune in for Grease 2.
Anybody here actually seen Grease 2?
I have seen Grease 2.
The second Grease.
Not a bop.
Not a banger.
Not a banger.
Yay. Or by the way, since you mentioned it, our movie actually this week is Send Help. So y'all listening, y'all in the Discord, you already know that because you voted for it. So Send Help, it's on Hulu? Yeah, Hulu. Wait. So watch that, listen to us talk about it.
It was Send Help? Mm-hmm. I watched the Help.
I bet you did. I
heard people say it was... I heard you guys say it was a horror movie, and I was watching, and I was like, how is this a horror movie, fellas? What?
Yeah, this is the ideal situation in America, right, Ski? Ski? Isn't that what you think, Ski?
That was you guys. It was you guys telling me this. I was very confused, so.
Yeah, that's what we were doing. Yep.
Yeah. Well.
Well, no, it really.
The way King opened it, yeah.
If we're gonna blame anybody, we blame the Discord, and we blame our viewers and listeners, because clearly we attract a type of person who consumes our content, and you know,
hey, in the Discord, hey, guess what, Discord, I voted for Angels in the Outfield this week, so don't come looking my way, at least on your complaints rigged elections.
Miss us with the rigged stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Listen, I had to mail in a ballot in the last couple weeks, so I did not vote online for a movie this week. Too much effort.
That was a lot. That was a lot to fill in those bubbles.
It was a lot. It was.
I've decided that I'm just not going to vote on those, because I caught so much shit the first time Angels in the Outfield got voted down. I'm just like, nope, I'm not giving anybody any reason to yell at me for this bullshit. I don't care what movie we watch. I truly don't, actually. I'm waiting for the week when they just screw us over, you know? Like, everybody gives, like, the worst movie that they've ever heard of, and we...
No, but these people are incapable of it. They're just like, oh, yeah, I'm going to pick this middle of the road. This, like, we throw out movies and everyone just votes for, like, the Cory Booker of the movies. Like, just the most boring middle of the road.
Yeah, that... Like, doesn't actually do anything, like,
not do
good
anything
or bad, like, just sort of there.
Looks good, yeah. But, yeah. You know.
I mean, see, which is crazy, because if it was reversed, I'd be throwing out just absurd movies.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You'd be trying to watch, like, Gymkhana is what we'd be trying to watch. Jeez.
Man, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. See, yeah.
I might just pick it. Well, guess what? My movie next week. So
you're the guy who's running for city council. In a wizard's outfit,
yep.
While wearing like a ninja, like a turtle shell on the back, like just I'm the Wizard of Turtles, and I want to be the city councilman.
By the way, that's your legal name as well, Wizard of Turtles, because you changed
Wizard of Turtles.
Yeah,
hey, probably catching 6% of the vote though.
Absolutely,
you know, just pulling 6% of vote away from the other candidates.
Yep.
Do you guys write yourself in on those unopposed, or
it's a good idea?
Like there was one a thing on the ballot where there were 29 people elected, and there were only 6 on the ballot, so there were 23 you could just write in names. Do you guys write your name in there just on the off chance you're like?
No, me? I've done that with like a buddy before though. I've like written their name in just for fun. Like, hey, if it's one person, there's a really good chance. If you get like a group of friends and you get like 12 friends, who has 12 friends? But you get like a dozen
in this
people.
Economy?
To, I know. Like what are we talking about here? Who has time for friends in general, let alone 12 of them? Yeah, it's possible, man. All right, shall we jump to sports? There is sports. I think, right? So
there is
NBA is happening again. Danhausen uncursed the Knicks, and they haven't lost since. And he cursed the Cavs, and they can't win. So you know, again, Danhausen directly influencing the National Basketball Association, and we'll see. We'll see what happens next. If it's OKC, if it's San Antonio, I'd start throwing the guy dollar bills. That's the thing he talks about. That's his whole thing, is he gets paid to
his shtick.
To uncurse people. And I would start throwing money his way, guy. Like human monies. Yeah, that's what he calls it. Yeah. Throw it at him. Like it's real. It's fucking real. Until it's not. But, you know.
Well, so this time every year, the last couple years, we always talk about
Are you giving us a Danhausen take?
No, not a bad. This is just a Knicks take.
Yeah, let me just.
We do the whole thing about like the Knicks legends row and fans they show.
Yeah.
Like 20 minutes ago, I'm watching. And again, this is not a new thing. They always show Jason Sudeikis. And it's like, brother, you're from Overland, Kansas.
Yeah.
I have seen you at like 19 Chiefs AFC championship games and Super Bowls. Like, And now you're a Knicks fan?
You were on Saturday Night Live for like four seasons. Like, what are you doing?
You're a diehard. And granted, I get it. The Kansas City market does not have an NBA team. But we're really showing him as like Knicks. Okay, but it makes sense because on game one, they're showing the Knicks legends. And it's Patrick Ewing. Okay, makes sense. Even though, let's be honest, in his heyday, Knicks fans gave him a lot of shit.
You ever see a 7-footer who like couldn't jump as much as Patrick Ewing?
No. Well, maybe like Jokic. Patrick.
He would
Jokic
like,
and Mira saw well, he it, would not like, a black. Let's just say not a black.
Let's get
one.
Real here because I could say Sean Bradley.
I've seen the whites. I've seen the crackers, but not the bees.
I've seen Sean Bradley dunk. I saw Patrick Ewing do a lot of fucking finger rolls in his time.
A lot of finger rolls.
Unbelievable the amount that guy just... He either passed on dunking because he wasn't confident that he could do it, or it was an artistic choice or something like
and
that.
And to my point, he famously missed a finger roll in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Pacers to lose them, like, a game at home and then eventually the series.
It's at the buzzer,
he missed a 7-footer with an open rim went finger roll, not dunk. Not even like lay up with the backboard. Finger roll, which is worse because you're putting your finger over the bucket. Just flip your wrist the other way
dunk
and
the
just
ball, bro. You're 7 feet tall. Ball. Like, what are you doing?
He wasn't even like saucy with the finger
that
roll.
Is,
you know,
that
like,
is one of the most famous Knick like, highlights of all time.
Magic
is that just missed finger roll. Just fucking bricking it, like unbelievable. Yeah,
it could have been like the old high school and college rules where you couldn't dunk in pregame, so you go up and release the ball right. Like, release it with two hands like that. Yeah.
No, you jump up and drop it right over.
Yeah, just do that instead of the little.
But it was so funny because they show Patrick Ewing and Larry Johnson, who somehow looks older than Patrick Ewing. Grandma it doesn't Ma? Make sense.
Grandmama doesn't look good. It's a shame.
No, I'm not saying he doesn't look. I'm not saying he looks bad. He's just very grayed out. Like, he just looks old.
It happens.
And then it's Stephon Marbury, who. Get the fuck out of here, Knicks fans. You did not like Stephon Marbury when he was a Knick. I know he's from Coney Island. I got it. He didn't give you, he made the playoffs once with you, and they didn't go anywhere. Like, what are we doing? It's Latrell Sprewell. Hey, Sprewell was on that team that made the finals, right?
Yeah. Allen Houston, too. Like, yeah, that was a fun team.
Yeah. And Larry Johnson, and technically Patrick Ewing was on that team, but he was hurt, so not really. But okay, and then they show Iman Shumpert on Legends Row. Iman Shumpert
Cavs
won
legend?
A ring with the Cavs. He's a Cavs legend.
Yeah, what?
Cavs legend.
Iman, like, I get it. It's New York City, but the legends they try to sell us make, like, literally some of these guys they bring back as legends now. It's like if the Blazers were all of a sudden good, which that's. There's the joke. The Blazers are good. Raymond Felton, yeah. Blazers legend, sitting on the court, like a court side. That what?
Like, what? It's like Andre Miller level, like four or five seasons.
Rudy but, Fernandez. So, yeah.
So, why does New York get away with this? No, they don't go to LA. Like when the Lakers are playing, they're not showing. I'm just trying to, you know, who's some random Laker you can think of? Like, they're not showing D'Angelo Russell, who's just there.
Anthony Peeler,
Sadale Threat. Like, they're not showing these guys.
Sadale Threat is a good one.
But, like, they show these guys, like, they are legends. They're not legends. They weren't liked. You know, Patrick Ewing was liked in general, but the part. No one liked the Stephon Marbury era. Like, they were bad. They won 30 games a year. They were bad. It's so annoying that Mike Breen, and I get it, Mike Breen is the Knicks announcer. I get it. But, oh, Legends Row, Landry Shamit. And it's like, what the fuck?
Like, so, well, the question then is, all right, so you Starks, Oakley, you know, that era of Knicks. After that, who would you even put in? Like, if you had to pick at least pick three Knicks that you would say would be a Knick legend from that, like, 25 years, essentially.
Willis Reed.
That's before. I'm going after.
Okay.
You know, the, when the Knicks were real bad.
Like, post-2000. So,
yeah, exactly.
Ski, but your point, too, is also the Knicks never won anything.
They made playoffs,
legends are their best players during an era when they were super average. Like,
yes, like last year when they did this, they brought out Amari Stoudemire on Knicks Legends Row. Amari Stoudemire, his most famous playoff moment was losing to the Heat, punching a fire extinguisher break in case of emergency glass and being out for the rest of the series. And they lose in five in the first round. Like, that's his Knicks legacy. I don't get it. Yeah, I get weird. Okay. No, let me look. Every team does a thing where they're like, well, this is a legend. Like, we can joke Jeremiah Masoli is an Oregon legend, but that's kind of a yuck thing. But if ABC or Fox was like, and here are Oregon legends, Jeremiah Masoli, it's like, that's not.
No, they're not.
Well, don't let. Vernon Adams, and Braga would argue and say, yes, legend.
Best quarterback in Oregon history, Vernon Adams.
Well, most fun. Most fun.
By far.
So, again, legends in my eyes doesn't necessarily have to be winners. They got to be either good players. They got to be good players.
Fan favorites.
This is a game on MSG in January or February or November, fine. National broadcasts, don't sell me Iman Shumpert, Knick legend. Don't tell me that. That's not a thing.
Well, what you're saying is there are no legends from that era.
Correct.
Really.
Correct.
So they have to.
They're fan favorites. They're not legends.
Iman Shumpert was not a fan favorite.
Arbery was not a fan favorite either. It's like, so
Patrick
that's the
Ewing
thing.
And Larry Johnson. Okay. Patrick Ewing, he's in the Hall of Famer. Larry Johnson
Alan Houston. Yeah, I could see that too. Sure.
The famous 4-point play in the Eastern Conference Finals in 99. Okay. But the other. You guys didn't like Sprewell. Like, stop lying. You didn't like Marbury. You Iman Shumpert. Like, again.
That's amazing.
What are we doing?
That's amazing.
Iman Shumpert would get lost in the when the 2016 Cavs come back together, like at Quicken Loans Arena, Rocket Arena, where the fuck it's called. Iman Shumpert is just gonna kind of blend in with everyone. Like, he's not a legend. Yeah. It's such New York where they're just like, well, yeah, this guy is a legend. We didn't like him then. He didn't win anything. Actually, he played in an era where for 10 years we averaged 30 wins a year. But, you know, whatever. It's just giving them these tickets.
I think your point is, like, just because they're old and just because they played a long time ago does not mean they're legends.
Iman Shumpert is not old.
Legends. Like, yeah. Show them. Like, if they... Yeah. You want to show, but stop calling it like Legends Row. Like, it's, you know,
it makes people hate you.
Frigioni or something? Is he, you know,
Bargnani?
If Andrea Bargnani's in town, is he a Knick legend? Like, it's a multi-year thing now, and it's so funny. And they're not winning the title this year, even if they'll beat the Cavs, but. You know, so in like 30 years, in like, no, not even 30 years, in like 9 years, someone on this Knicks roster that you don't know of, you're like,
Josh Hart,
Mickey Rohr.
Yeah,
Josh Hart is going to be a Knicks legend. And it's like, but.
No, how can he be a Knicks legend when he's a Blazers legend? What are we talking about?
He might as well be.
You can't take Josh Hart from us. Forget it.
No.
By the way, I said
Carmelo. Carmelo is a Blazers legend. It's an absurdity.
Correct.
But shout out to Melo for having Amari's a Suns legend.
Amari's a Suns legend. Exactly that. Shumpert's a Cavs legend. Like, what are we doing?
Exactly. They're stealing legends from other teams. If anything,
I thought Amari was like the macabre Tel Aviv legend or whatever.
He definitely
Was he the one who got like the Jewish star tattooed on him, even though like the whole point of like Judaism is you're not supposed to tattoo your body or whatever? Like,
it's a loose
translation of the texts. I like
a long time ago.
I like what the chat's doing, by the way. We're getting a lot of like mid people being called legends in the chat right now. I like that.
Well, that's why I do like the Spurs. They just show David Robinson and Tim Duncan and call it good.
Yeah.
There could be a handful of other players there. They don't even bother. Here's David Robinson. Here's Tim Duncan. You know, Parker's not going to show up, and maybe Ginobili does. It'll show him.
Yeah, they'll show Ginobili every once in a while. And it's like, okay, cool. Yeah, I get it. They won 5 rings.
Yeah. Like, he was sixth man of the year, like, every year of his career. Like,
I think it would be very funny. Did Marbury, Shumpert, like, and some of these, did they win 5 playoff games combined?
Did they make the playoffs? Like,
it's just, yeah.
That was the point, right? Is they didn't make the playoffs forever. That was the whole point.
J.R. Smith going to show up in the finals because they're going to beat the Cavs? Is J.R. Smith going to be a Knicks legend all of a sudden when he was very much Knicks joke for his time there? Like,
all right, let's do this for the Blazers now, because I'm very curious for your thoughts, because our era's team, like, there's been several eras, obviously, but like the one we saw growing up, and maybe a little before, some of it was like a little before our time, I think, but was so Bill Walton, yes, obviously, duh. Lucas as well, Dr. Jack, like, yes, obviously.
Well, that entire team's up in the fucking rafters.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So it's like, no, everyone,
you're on that team and you're still alive, like, you're in Legends Row. Yeah, got it. But what about the 90s?
Because, well, you got Clyde
Drexler. So, like, yeah, yes, Clyde Drexler, right? He's a Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer.
Yes, Clyde Drexler. Anybody else?
Well, like I said, if you go fan favorites, I mean, Uncle Cliffy, Porter,
are we allowing them to go just fan favorite? Is Cliff Robinson a legend because he wore a fucking headband? You know, like, the reason we
remember... He did make the finals twice.
The reason we remember him is because of his headband. He was, like, a very average basketball player beyond that. Like, Jerome Kersey, maybe? Blazers legend Jerome Kersey? I could see them pushing that.
But that's probably what I would pull from that era. And then you jump all the way pretty much to Jailblazers.
Yeah. And then
Sheed,
you got...
for sure.
Sheed's a legend. Sabonis is a legend.
Bonzi?
No, but you probably bring in Stoudemire just because he's a hometown kid.
It's a stretch.
Oh, no, it's a total stretch. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, total stretch. Oh, yeah.
Jermaine.
And then
Neal,
after that, it's literally just...
That's it.
Brandon Roy.
No, God.
They will say Brandon Roy.
I will lose that battle.
They would probably say LaMarcus Aldridge as well.
So here,
I don't know. I feel like people got pretty mad at him for leaving.
So here, I mean, here I am. Like, with King, you're making
maybe more.
You're standing here making your Brandon Roy argument. You're like, yeah, Brandon Roy, and I'm just like, I'm back here, just sort of going like agreeing with you, but not arguing.
Listen, we're not winning that one. No. We will not win that one. But yeah, he just.
I'm just like, everything you're saying is right, and I agree with everything you're saying.
Listen,
I'm not
Brandon
say it out
Roy,
loud, though. Nope.
He had that great game in the playoffs against the Mavs when everyone knew he was done, and that was literally the last time he was a functional NBA player. Even though he played for like 2.5 seasons, he was a T-Wolf. Like,
that was the era when we had that joke about Blazer fans because they would legend everybody. It was like Batum,
right, and that's
Batum
the funny thing is
like the Spanish Connection was a legend, like,
well, Rudy.
Armada, yeah,
and Sergio, yeah, like, Spanish Armada.
We
yeah.
do that as a joke, as like we're losers, yes. And Knicks fans do it very seriously.
Well, that's
like it's just very funny to me.
But I wouldn't be surprised if they, you know.
You're in New York. Have some fucking pride. Like, no, but let's. Flashback to last week. Is Blair Thomas, if the Jets make a wild card, is Blair Thomas going to be first row in Jets legends? Like, you're New York. Don't tell me you're the best city in the world when you're bringing Iman Shumpert and Stephon Marbury onto your row of legends. They didn't do anything. You did like them. They were bad. Derrick Rose going to show up next week? Derrick Rose, who disappeared on the team, but you're like, oh, well, I mean, he won an MVP in Chicago, so, you know, whatever.
He's an MVP winner who played for the Knicks. That counts.
Better. It's annoying. I hate it. Bothers me.
Of Nutty and Blaze.
They say they're New York, but they act like Portland or they act like Indiana. Jersey. You're New York. You call your arena the Mecca of basketball. I haven't seen a fucking meaningful game in MSG in 30 fucking years. Like, I was eating, like, fucking Tyson chicken nuggets. That was my favorite meal the last time the Knicks were relevant.
Tyson, like, Jesus. Look at this fancy boy. Well, some fucking some dino nuggets even.
Dino nuggets? But it's just... let the Knicks get away with it. And what annoys me is in their own market, they don't like Yankees. Like, there is someone in New York who will be like, oh, the fucking Yankees, they cannot ever welcome back Juan Soto, is a bum, you know? And then they'll be like, it's just some random Knicks player. Put him at the legends. He's a legend. Some pride, New York. You're New York. You tell us you're the best. Act like it. You're not Indiana. You're not Portland. You're not Sacramento. Well, even though you are really successful. They are.
Winning-wise.
They are.
I don't know if you heard, though, but, like, Trump's going to get rid of Madison Square Garden and make him move it. So, like, I don't know if you heard that. But
I have not.
Yeah, MSG's not going to be there.
Good luck.
So, yeah.
Good luck with that. Yeah.
Can I, back on the Tyson front, so Dino Nuggies, duh. Anybody else here fuck with the chicken patties? I used to cook those up, put them in a bun or two pieces of like bread, put a little ketchup on that bitch, maybe a little bit of mayo. I love mayo. Mayo too, by the way.
Mayo and chicken, that does go ketchup and chicken.
No, okay, so I led with ketchup because I thought it would be more acceptable to the group than mayo. But mayo is the main course on it. And then a little bit just to give it that little tinge. That's good shit, baby. That's good shit. I would go do that right now. Like, if I had those, I would make that right now for dinner. Oh, we're going green again. Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
We need a sounder for this.
Oh, that Tyson talk.
We don't have one. We need like an alien thing.
Hey. Hopefully it doesn't like turn off like it did a couple weeks ago. I think
I've decided, I think every time it goes Green King, I think it's the IDF when you drop some like some hard J stuff going on early.
When he does. IDF,
yeah.
Whoa! Ski! Look at this. You see what he's doing? This is tried and true
this
deflection.
Clearly a joke.
Tried and true deflection. Look at this guy.
Clearly a juke.
Look at.
A juke! You thought I was going this way. I'm going that way. A juke.
I'm over here now.
Jeez.
Yeah,
X-Files. What are you guys doing? What are you guys doing to me?
Spicy chicken patties, says Swoosh. I don't know about that shit, but I'd try it.
I mean, usually spicy chicken is better than standard chicken.
I'd try it.
More often than not.
The old Carl's Jr. 99-cent spicy chicken sandwich.
Yep. Exactly.
I had a spicy McChicken on Sunday in between brutal flag football games with the kid. It was disgusting. It was like the worst $1.99 I've ever spent in my life.
Wow.
What? Flag football in the middle of fucking like baseball?
No, the youngest kid.
I mean, oh, all right. I was like, doubling up on like random flag football on top of the grind. Well,
like
of
seven
the
young seven, little 7-on-7 flag football.
Yeah, it's the worst. It sucks. I hate watching it. Sucks to watch,
but like fun and it was to play.
And it was a doubleheader, which with a 90-minute break in the middle. And I'm way out in Thurston. I'm like, I'm not driving 40 miles back home. I'm in fucking Thurston. I'll go to this go to McDonald's, and I got a spicy McChicken. I was like, eh. It was legit bad.
Wow.
Bad.
Wow. How is McDonald's fucking something up? They're like, everything's the same every single time. That's the whole point.
Huh. I don't know.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry that happened to you.
It was pretty rough.
Sounds like it.
Booble says you're getting your kid ready for the 2036 Olympics. Yeah. Because that's
God, flag. If he made flag Olympics, I would not attend. It is such a bad sport. It's so boring.
And the story about him would be like overcoming the lack of support from his father.
Yes.
Dad would pelt me with spicy McChickens and tell me to give up on your dream.
There'd be a video of you sitting there in your like your fold out chair that you go like this to fold out the chair, sit down, you're spitting out spicy McChicken going like, this is your fucking fault, kid. This is your fault. And you can't pull a flag.
King's the equivalent of like a 90s dad if his son came out gay talking about his kid doing flag football.
More supportive if he came out gay. Exactly. He'd come out as a flag football player. Drop the L, son.
I was gonna say a hard F with that. A hard F football. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Way more supportive.
That's the real hard F.
Be a fucking man and go blow some dudes and give up on this.
Kid, get in here. Let me give you some tips on what to do with the balls. You know, but
people are like, "Well, flag football is the number one growing sport in the U.S.
Not flag football.
Please make it stop. It's the worst. It's so bad.
Go play Quidditch like an alpha, son.
No, just go do math. Just sit at home and do math. Don't even go outside if you're gonna play flag
just
football.
Play video games, dude. Here's an iPad. Here, take an iPad.
Yeah, just screen time. I don't want to watch you play flag. It's so bad. No one likes it except for the parents that really like it.
Okay. Question on the screen time thing. You got two boys. Do you still have screen time limitations or like enforce them? Because I gave up on that like a long time ago.
Gave up. It's
impossible.
Yeah. You know, like you know, as long as grades are accessible daily.
Yeah.
Where in the old days it was literally like, oh, you had to wait for something to get mailed.
Yeah.
So as long as things are okay, I gave up on that. It's an impossibility. It's the world we live in. It is what it is.
And I think, I think back to when I was a kid too, like the amount and that I loved playing video games, but also I played sports. So like your kids play sports. They're out doing shit. Like they're good, man.
That's my thing is like, Right now, one of my kids is at school dance. Yeah. The other one is at free swim. So, I mean, like, they do social things.
They do things.
They want to, you know, it is what it is. I give up. If people want to judge me for it, hey, fair game.
I'm saying I'm the same, man. I don't.
But I'm just saying in 2026, you got to go kind of Amish on it. Yeah. If you're like, well, you only get 30 minutes a day. It's like, well, that's
impossible.
But it's like you say that, but you arm them with one of these when they go out of the house. So you're not limiting them to 30 minutes.
And also, like,
I don't care how many things you put on there. It is what it is.
Like, also, like, yeah, take your kid's phone away. See how that goes for you. Like, you know, it's just, it's not going to happen, man. It's just.
Well, and that's. Kids actually this like now have it great because moms don't want to take their phone away because they have all these like tracking devices and so they know where they are. And so if I have the phone here, I have no idea where Jason or Jade are. Like, I can't handle that. So here's your phone. Like I applaud the parents that do it. You know, good for you. You're way more disciplined than I. I'm just rolling with the times.
That's what it is.
It is what it is.
You do your best. Yeah, exactly. And you hope they don't turn into psychopaths. Yeah, my kid, like mine.
You hope they don't turn to flag football players. Well,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, don't.
Hard F. Yeah.
If they parents, look at me. Look at me in the eye. There's a little shadow here. If your kids become even walk to you and tell you they want to become flag football players,
yo, give them an iPad. You can't say the F word. Come on, man.
Give them an iPad. Type in Shud the Builder highlights and give them that instead. It's better for them than playing football.
What was the thing we used to do back in the day where it was like you say F, G, or whatever we do the snap? I forget who came up with that. Yeah, man, my kid's about to go to high school and be doing like IHS shit. I'm like, dude, get it in while you can, because you're about to be doing a shit ton of work next year. And he knows it too. He's like, yeah, I'm ready. Like, I'm ready for it. Let's take it on. Let's see how. And if that's the attitude, dude, play as many video games as you want. You know what I'm saying?
Especially like once the summer comes, and like, I don't know. Again, my kids are active enough outside that if they just sit at home at night and vid out, or in the morning before they go, I don't lose my mind over it.
Yeah. But I mean,
I don't.
Yeah, they could be reading books. I could be reading books too, but I don't.
Like, I could be. Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
So
set the fucking example,
yeah,
fellas.
Yeah. That's the problem here.
Be your fucking role model.
Yeah.
Crack a book. No. Crack a book.
Yeah. You're right. I should do that, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll get right on that.
Uh huh. Yep. Yeah. I got so many books, bro. I got like. Books
I'm gonna read the. I'm gonna read the Iliad books before I go see the Odyssey this summer, just so I can be really, really informed.
So you could be very upset with the choices taken for the movie,
Christopher Nolan. Yeah, let's have some hot takes by Christopher Nolan. It really, Elliot Page as Achilles? What are we even doing? Okay. By the way, I legitimately
you were very quick on that one already, bro.
That's what I've been seeing online a lot lately. Yeah.
In your have you been seeing that in your chat rooms?
I'll tell you what his Achilles heel is: a vagina.
I legit tried to read that.
Actually, now that would be the attract. Man, that joke didn't really work. But I was trying to go chuddy.
No,
so.
No, we get it. We get it. Yeah. You're throwing us off the scent by telling us bad Chud jokes, because you got all the good ones like ready to roll.
I got the good ones on my Patreon. On my Patreon, I got the good ones.
You and I, when we head over to our actual chats and the podcast everybody doesn't know about. I tried to read that book like a few years ago, by the way. It is a fucking
The Odyssey?
It's a
what, Homer's fun. Odyssey
yeah.
or whatever?
Odyssey. Have fun.
It's a slog. Like
it's a slog.
Yeah. It like so much of it is just them talking about the him being gone and like and like the power dynamic while he's gone, and like the wife is just sort of sitting around like not doing anything, and I finally got to the point where I was just like, dude, nothing's happening. I just read so many fucking pages of this.
Unacceptable. Sitting around doing nothing.
I think I'm backing out. I think I'm backing out of this book. And sure enough,
why read that when you could go watch like the 90s TV, like, or maybe it might have been a movie, like a two-part movie of the Odyssey with Armand Asante. Just go watch that.
Well, I thought Sorbo would have definitely been in that.
He's not up to that level.
Yeah, no, he's a big favorite on that other podcast we're on, and the other socials that we're on.
The other, our Patreon,
exactly.
We can't get anyone to boost this Discord, but our Patreon is popping.
It's a banger. All right. Sports. Let's see. Any other sports?
Oregon baseball.
Yes.
I saw from today, D1 baseball, who I think Kay Wade in the Discord has said is an Oregon baseball hater. They didn't have Oregon like in the top 25 until like 2 weeks ago. They have Oregon as the last host. So the 16th seed. Guess who they have is the 2 seed. Coming to Eugene. Number 3 is Gonzaga. Number 4 is some Sam Houston State or someone you don't need to care about. Who is the number two seed Division I baseball as of today is sending to the Eugene Regional?
Florida.
Oregon State.
No. Oregon State.
Is it Oregon State? I was going to say that. It was like the obvious choice.
Can you imagine? Oh my God. That would be.
Let's see it.
Intense.
Let's see it.
I don't know if I want. I don't know. I'm afraid to see it because I'm afraid the stands would be orange, to be honest. I'm a little afraid of that. Now, yeah. If they meant the super regionals in Oregon hosted, a lot of Oregon fans would show up. But regionals, that's like the Subaru. We're the Cadillac fan base. We need some Longhorns on top of the grills. You know, we need a little more fancy than just. I think Oregon State would take it over in the regionals.
Oregon State fans would buy up those tickets. That Nutian can't wait to make bank on reselling these tickets. They'd pay it.
No, I really
think your price. They would pay it probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is how you pay for the season tickets.
They care. The only thing they got left, they're holding on for dear life. They care.
But I will say that the Oregon crowd for the USC series was very good. It was good. You know, it was pretty much sold out except for that left field general admission. You know, that was full, sort of. So, you know, sometimes we care.
Totally. Again,
on that note, shout out to Nate for the tickets on Friday and the star access. Just crushed beef skewers. Saw Joji and Sante.
Yeah, in the flesh, in the wild.
In the flesh, flesh.
By the way, the picture looks exactly the same as he always has. The guy has not changed.
Held in a crypt. He's been held in a crypt.
Amazing.
He went to work at Syracuse after Oregon got rid of him. It was so cold there that a decade later, he's still frozen.
Thawed out.
He hasn't thawed out yet.
He just Encino manned us.
He is Encino
manned. Wheezing the juice.
He shook my hand and said, thank you for being here and all your contributions. And I was like, buddy, I'm just here for free food and I'm stealing that magnet.
Did he really? Yes, he did.
That's awesome.
I walked in and he was right there. It was him and Pat Kilkenny, and Pat didn't say anything, but
yeah.
Joe, yeah. Thank me for being there. My contributions.
Nice to meet you. My name's Nate FKD.
I barely contribute to my household income.
That's beautiful.
What are you talking about?
Oh gosh. Yeah, by the way, everybody mentioning in the chat that the FKD check cleared this week, which is why we're talking about baseball. Yep.
Oh hey.
Paid out.
They play Michigan tomorrow. I don't know what time that is, but you know, they do. It's on Big Ten Network, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's on. So that's cool.
Let's all as a Discord watch that together.
As you know, rabid Oregon baseball fans.
Yeah.
This is when you tune in, like right now, right before the actual tournament starts.
Guys, it's playoff baseball. It's the same from level to level to level. Playoff baseball. You tune in for it.
If they beat Michigan, Nate, I don't have the bracket in front of me
He says Washington at 7 p.m.
So they beat Washington. They played whoever, Nebraska or whoever they lose to, you know, the winner of that game. And then would they play UCLA? Is that how it works? I don't know.
I'm not up in the brackets. Do you want us to call him?
Definitely.
Just call Nate.
I'm just saying UCLA is definitely getting through.
Yeah. We should do that, by the way. Here like next week or the week after, just have him join us and talk baseball for like 5 minutes. And then
5 minutes. God
and then
damn.
Soundly kick him out. Like just
The bit will be to let him talk for like 2 minutes, and then when he's really getting to his point, just say, thank you for that. And just
sorry, we got to talk about New York fans again. Sorry, bud.
Just mute him and see how long he talks while we talk amongst ourselves. See if he notices.
Yeah. I like Swoosh's idea, though. 5 minutes, $250 donation to the TSB Pod Foundation. That's a charity. I think so. We all got to start.
That is a charity.
Unfortunately, he says he can't make next Thursday as he will be attending dinner with Dan Lanning. So,
oh, okay.
We're going to miss
this just week. Into the TSB pod. Next week's pod will be on Wednesday, so Nate can be in our chat and we can put him on mute after getting $250 from him.
Hey, bud.
Back to regularly scheduled podding.
Hey, bud, don't eat the steak.
The Jews, am I right?
Am I right? Don't eat the steak, Nate. Don't eat Dan's steak. Like, saying, just say no. Like, go with the chicken is what I'm saying. We all remember when Dan Lanning made steak for his wife, right?
I was going to say, does he catch more heat as a coach or being a Kansas City guy and cooking some meat like that?
I think now it's coaching. Now it's coaching. Until the Indiana game, it was the steak. Now it's the coaching. Yeah.
God, that was such a rough steak. Like, don't. So to be fair, I guess, what was he, like 30? When he posted that, like,
no, he was like 37, but
he's like, he hasn't been around that long.
He's not a cook. He works too much.
He's a football coach that's been married for like 10 years. Yeah. That dude hasn't touched the kitchen in a decade.
It's fine.
He also doesn't know that the steak is bad and that he shouldn't videotape it.
Well, which is weird because usually, you expect that kind of dad, you know, when it's grill time, dad, you're on the grill. And usually they just burn the shit out of the outside and it's raw inside. Yep. They just flash cook that shit. Usually that is what they cook. Not that that piece of steak was, that steak was murdered.
Slow cooked it for like 30 minutes.
That cow died, but that steak was murdered.
Yeah.
That's a crime.
Like King's deep fried chicken thinks that piece of meat was overcooked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Find out what his favorite flavor Zen is, as Swoosh says, yes, and inform him how to win in January, as Booble says. So, Nate, you're doing God's work. Get on it. Okay, any other sports? So, let's see. Stafford got a deal. Aaron Rodgers got a deal. Couple of olds. The tarps off trend. Are we going to start the podcast tarps off trend? Is that going to be a thing? Probably not.
I'm unfamiliar with this trend.
Popping tarps? What's going on?
Baseball fans doing tarps off sections lately in stadiums. Well, that's so.
Drunk fans? That's not quite a trend.
Okay. Well, let's hop into our list then. And the topic, unless you have something else.
I actually do.
We brought up basketball, and then what was it, like 2 days ago, Dundon decided to fire like 70 people.
He did, yeah.
Bing bong.
The broadcast team too, right? Or Kate, the one guy, but yeah.
The one, yeah. Kate, yeah.
Casey Holdall. Like, eh.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, he hasn't really been an owner yet. So it's kind of like a wait and see, but I would say firing 70 personnel is not good. Unless you're firing and rehiring like your guys, like you're trumping it. Like,
well, that's, and it's,
those are under the Biden guys.
I think the whole point of his point is like a restructuring of the organization. So, like, he came in, and clearly his whole thing was, like, we're going to stop being wasteful. We're going to not have jobs that don't need to exist. We're going to not have people doing things that they don't need to be doing. That's a waste of money. That all that shit stops. And so he is clearly redoing the entire thing. And so that means getting rid of a lot of people. He probably kept a lot of people, too, but, like, it...
Yes, but I would love to see the breakdown of like
Who he fired.
People like, yeah, it, I think that would be the important thing to it. Like firing like a player development guy, probably not good. Firing like one of, I don't know, 50 beer vendors, maybe you could live with that. It's kind of like, I don't know, they haven't come out with that yet, but it's interesting.
Well, the one we know about.
Why are you okay with firing the lowest paid employee?
Because alcohol kills, King. It's poison.
Well, they sell it, so, you know, I'm just saying they're going to keep on selling it.
They're selling poison.
Yeah.
So you're okay with them just rehiring someone at a lower wage to take their place? This man who has lived in Beaverton his entire life and has a family of four, you're okay with Dundon just sending him on his way so we can hire some jack-off college kid to do it next year for $12 an hour?
AI will do it.
It's not the poison. It's the guy who sells the poison, King. Come on, man. It's not the gun. It's the bullets, King. Jeez. I think like the only one we know about is because he posted it on Twitter and he's like the only guy we ever hear literally is Casey Holdall. And so I think that's really the one that had people just upset, well, I guess.
They also fired Tina Thompson.
Oh, no, not Tina.
Remember Tina Thompson?
Tessa Thompson? No. The actress?
No, Tina Thompson. I think she was like a player? Houston Comet legend.
She played, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah. I was like,
yeah, she was a scout. She was a player development or something.
And I told you they were firing player people. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Let's find out more. But I sort of was like, you know, the broadcast team getting let go. I'm sort of just like, and this is me coming from like, being a former broadcaster myself and loving it and thinking Holdall like did fucking held his own doing his own stuff for a really long time with like no help. It was yeoman's work. He did fucking amazing work just doing it on his own. Like is it worthwhile to have a broadcast team for TV? Radio, I think radio you probably need, but like, do you need both?
Really need radio?
You need something.
How many people?
But like, do you need both?
You have to have radio. You do have to have radio because TV is not allowed to do the playoffs. So
yeah, that's,
you do need radio.
You do. Playoffs.
Blazers
playoffs.
All right. I'm just saying.
Look at this fucking Blazer fan here.
It's not a Blazer. It's just a league-wide thing. Just, you know, they don't allow the TV guys to do anything. It's just all radio. So
you know, they're spending a lot of money to pay the broadcasters to do the job that doesn't really need to exist.
Like, well, the thing about like Holdall, and you know, he was also the lead writer for.
Sure.
15 plus years for the website.
Sure. Like a life
is the.
Yeah. Which sucks.
And I'm not trying to minimize them letting him go. But like the concept of like the hour long, 90 minute long, 45 pregame, that's a dead concept. Because 10 years ago, that was a very real thing. Like Blazers, Mariners, like you would watch these local things and they would be on. 90-minute Ducks even would, you know, on a lower level.
Let me add a context to that because, like, I want to say maybe 7 or 8 years ago. So I did pregame, postgame Duck stuff for the radio. I would do setups, work with Tannen. And Tannen, like, 7, 8 years ago, I want to say, was just like, why are we doing the postgame show? Like, for years, we would do them. People would call in and we'd, you know, like we'd actually be talking with people as they were waiting in traffic, blah, blah, blah. People don't do that anymore. Like people aren't calling anymore. Why am I spending an hour and a half after the game talking about the game that just happened? Like, especially if it's if it's like 12,
that's just what they've always
morning,
done.
Like, why are we still doing this? And sure enough, they stopped fucking doing it. And because
I will say though, those post games were better than his Monday post game.
They were amazing. Back in the day, though. But again, back in the day,
you got people sitting in an RV going, hey, yes. This is Roger sitting outside of Skamania in my RV. I'm drunk as fuck, shouldn't be driving. Yeah. And oh my God, Darren Thomas, you fucking piece of shit. You know, like they were entertaining.
Why is Solani out here playing Kellen Clemens? He is a perfectly good quarterback at Jason 5. What the hell are you doing, boy?
Right. And now he does them on Mondays from 3:15 to 4, and it's just
he has a sponsor for it, and he doesn't have to stay late. And it's like, that's
no,
his
man,
whole
I get
thing,
it.
Man.
It's
I get
fine.
It.
Yeah. But it's not a good show anymore. Yeah. Well, it's not a good show.
Yeah. It sounds, well, honestly, it sounds like the great show of getting people's instant reactions, especially if it's a bad loss and they're boozed up. That sounds like a great fucking
show. It was, yes, but then it went away. Like, people just stopped calling. Well, and if people aren't calling, like, what's the point?
The great thing about like taking the shuttles was they would pipe that in.
They would.
And you could just hear just the most asinine phone calls.
Oh, that's there's some sort of fantastic.
And he'd sit there and laugh so at the people sitting next to you. Like, it was great.
And now everyone on his show, they're measured and they have stats from two days ago. I'm like, I don't want to hear your stats.
I want to hear that.
Give me your raw emotions. Tell Chip Kelly to fuck off. Tell Mark Helfrich he's a fucking cuck. Like, these are fun. I don't want to hear about, well, actually, I know in real time I was not enjoying the Camden Lewis field goal coming out, but in current situation, 72% of the time, that's the right call. Get out of here, Brad from Eugene. Like, I don't want to hear you. Well,
sounds like we need to open up the Fat Kid Deals hotline right as the game after the game ends.
I would love to have like I've thought about buying a burner phone for just like the 3 months, like just go to Target and just buy like a $19 tracker phone and just have I don't know how I'd link it together. Like, I don't know how I would.
You could do like a Google phone number and just do it
might,
that way.
Might do that. Might do that.
Yeah. I think that's what he did with the text line. Remember that text line he had? I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Yeah. Yeah, so again, I think back to the Blazers, it's like it's a restructuring, and I said it in the Discord too. He was finally interviewed and sort of gave his rationale about the hotel stuff, the
hotel thing ended up making sense.
It makes sense. Like the way he described everything, it made sense. And it's like and I sort of said it when he did it too. I was like, there's logic here. Like, why are they wasting money? I don't want anybody to waste money. Like, I don't want the I would rather that money be spent elsewhere. So we'll see if he does spend it elsewhere, if he invests in the team. But if he doesn't, then I'm on board with like, he's just a cheap asshole. So.
No, but he's talking about, not wasting money and then what dropped today. Oh, you know who's a finalist for the Blazers head coaching job? Jeff Van fucking Gundy. That's talking about fucking wasting money. I thought the whole plan was a young ex-player that's cheap. Instead, you go old white guy that couldn't play basketball and is not going to be cheap.
Well, like, they're not hired. I looked it up. He has not been a head coach for 19 years.
Yeah. And I'm sure he's making good money from ESPN.
He's a Clippers assistant.
Oh, he's a Clippers guy. That's right.
Yeah, ESPN fired him for being like, well, these players flop a lot and the refs suck. I'm like, Jeff, you're being too negative. He's like, well, they flop too much and the refs suck. Like, well, you're fired. Well,
now you get Reggie Miller.
Here's Richard Jefferson now. Have fun.
Ooh. Reggie Miller's always on DP when I take my kid to school. So like the small amount that I listen to sports radio, like, is when Reggie Miller is on Dan Patrick. So I listen to
Theodore
him like every single week.
Aloysius Patrick or whatever he calls him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I know that bit. That's been a 30-year bit.
Like 30
I feel
years
like.
For real. Actually, yeah. I know it's weird. All right. Any other Blazer stuff? No.
Nope.
Before today, they were the favorites to get Giannis on Cauchy, and now the Heat are the favorites because Zach Lowe said so, which just shows how good those markets.
Oh yeah.
One insider says it, and it goes from Blazers 21% to Heat 44%.
And probably the one organization I would not trust anything coming out of their camp, the Heat. Everything the Heat apparently the Heat are always, the greatest franchise ever. Everyone wants to go there. Yeah.
There is a I listen to a Miami based podcast. I've said this before. And the way they talk about the Heat, I'm like, if LeBron went anywhere but the Heat in 2010. Yes, you would. The Dwayne Wade would still have his title, and whatever you made the title and the bubble, and then bam, a couple years ago against the Nugs. That's good. That's better than the Blazers. Yep. But your arrogance stems from one person, maybe the best player to ever play the game, being like, you want to know what? I just want to live in the sun for 4 years. Like, yeah. It wasn't like, I love the city of Miami. I love Eric Spoelstra, because no one knew who Eric Spoelstra was. Like, I love Pat Riley. I remember him. No, he doesn't. Like,
but also, I'm going to go to a team with a future Hall of Famer and maybe a borderline Hall of Famer. It's not like he went there and like joined like a new age Cavs, where him and three. Like they brought in Zilgrunas. Yeah, exactly. It wasn't like who moved to Miami for no one. That's why it was the shit. What was that? 4 years? The whole Dame deal. It's like, oh, Dame wants to go to Miami, and the Blazers would be fools to not take these two white guys that can't score in these
Jovic like, four and sec- something. Yeah. And that same Jovic guy is one of the, it, I think Zach Lowe's trade is there's some picks. They're not good picks, but they're picks.
No,
and
that's
it's like
the thing.
Nikola
the
Jovic,
good picks they were getting.
Nikola Jovic, who they don't play for 4 years. They've been saying he's good and they do not play him. Khalil Ware. Okay. He's fine. Yeah. He's actually okay. And Tyler Hero, who is an albatross of a contract for a year or two, cannot play defense and doesn't, is kind of a good scorer, but
not really.
Not really. Like, not saying the Blazers are have much better, but never trust Heat rumors.
Blazers have some better picks.
Well, their picks are way better. Their picks are way better. But like you were saying, never trust anything out of the Heat camp because they're always
how can they turn
Durant
down
like
Nikola Jokic?
Yeah, they've got Durant like four times now. Like it is what it is. Yeah, they wanted here's Heat propaganda. Like for a year plus, the thing on NBA Twitter was they're getting Bradley Beal, and then he went to Phoenix. And what the fuck has happened to Bradley Beal in those 3 years? He's just a Clipper who doesn't play.
Doesn't play.
But in Miami in 2023, he was going to be the guy. And they had him dead to rights. Don't listen to Heat propaganda. It's bad.
Always has been. All right, let's.
It's crazy. In the U.S., the two biggest sites of propaganda are the Heat Arena and Mar-a-Lago, 14 miles up the road. It's very funny how that propaganda. South Florida has really figured out propaganda.
Yeah.
Just cut the dick off America and let it float into the. All right, let's do our list. So our list this week comes from Ski. And it is based on the passing of Kyle Busch, like very sudden out of nowhere. I didn't learn about it until I saw some posts in the Discord and I sort of was going through them. And I was like, I saw the post about him asking for medical attention. So he's like, he's racing and he's like talking to his crew and he's saying he needs the doctor to like go see him to give him a shot, whatever that means, as soon as he is done racing. And then I'm like, well, wait a minute. Like, as I'm looking through this and looking at the comments, and then I see an RAP in the comment section of that post. And I was like, well, wait, did he die? And then I sort of look more into it and look more to what you guys were putting on there. And I was like, holy shit, like just sudden out of nowhere, 41 years old, like professional athlete. I mean, say what you will. He sits in a car and drives. But like NASCAR drivers have to be in amazing shape to be able to do their sport. So amazing professional athlete shape, 41 years old, and he just dies out of nowhere. We don't know why yet. He just died.
When he go to the hospital today at like 7 in the morning?
Yeah.
And then
I saw that earlier in the day, like, oh, Kyle Busch is missing the race this week, he's in the hospital. And then someone put in Discord, oh, Kyle Busch is dead.
Like, what the fuck?
That I saw this like 4 hours ago. We was in the hospital.
How is that possible? It's just like rant. Like we'll find out, but
it's got to be in a like infection got in his blood. You go quick with shit like that.
Something like that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like a sinus infection, tooth infection, triangle of death.
Yeah.
Granted, we're throwing theories out there.
Either way, but, like, you know, you know, his rep as a racer was being a complete asshole, like, to everybody for a lot of years. But I think sort of as you learn more, he was maturing as he got older, you know, in late 30s into his 40s, he was sort of not being an asshole all the time. he was still like one of the best racers in NASCAR history. But yeah, just, you know, guy's a family, just fucking sucks.
Like some drivers, like equating it to like Kobe dying for the NASCAR world.
Sure. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't follow NASCAR enough to sort of, you know, be able to judge that. I know his daughter didn't die with him too, which of the Kobe thing, that was the more sad thing for me, I think, was the fact that he and his daughter died together. Like, that's just fucking brutal. But yeah, no, it's, I don't know. Like, I don't know the correlation for, I don't know enough about NASCAR to know, but I know he has won the most races, like, out of anybody. So, like, it's very, very significant for the sport. And again, sort of out of nowhere, so.
Like I said, I put it in the Discord too. It's not like, you know, Dale Sr., you know, he's not dying on the track. Like, they would say, oh, that's how he would have wanted to go out. Fucking pedal to the metal, four tires down, you know, something like that. It's like, oh, yeah, he like kind of felt, like Swoosh said, he won the truck race on Friday and did like the all-star running on Sunday. This was like, you know, in the week before is when he asked for the doctor. And they're like, oh, 3 days later after doing all that, it's like
back to work.
It's like not. It's like that's not how. Yeah. It's like that's not how fucking like race car drivers are supposed to die.
Sure, sure.
Ball of flame is kind of how you're supposed to go.
Well, I guess it's another example for all of us to, like, you know, don't take shit for granted. You know, call your mom, tell her you love your mom. You know, like give her a ring. Yeah, King's like looking for his wife. Eh, fuck it.
Just kidding. She's around.
Just kidding. All right, so our list is we're gonna do a hard pivot here to this list.
In tragedy, you need to bring laughter and joy, levity, you know, light into levity into tragedy.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Time equals comedy. I don't think it happened today. You know what? Don't think about what like this list in current day. Think about what this list is going to be like 3 months from now. It's going to be way funnier 3 months from now. Like. All right, Ski, it's your list.
Hell of a lead-in you got.
Yeah!
Dynamite drop in there.
Well, how about you start, Ski? This is your list.
Well, did you even say what the top three was?
Oh, it's top three bushes. Yeah.
Top three bushes.
Top three bushes. Things named bushes, you know, you get it.
All right, I'm just going to get this one out of the way. It could get out of the way for all three of us and everyone in the chat. My number three bush, Sophia Bush.
The singer?
The actress.
Actress. Who's the singer? Actress. Is that Kate Bush?
I think Kate Bush. Like slash singer. Model also?
Yeah.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah. Sophia Bush, not actually on my list, but agreed. My number three, I'm just going to get it out of the way now, the band Bush.
Real quick, Boobo Bush can be spelled any way you want to spell Bush.
Yeah, any version of Bush. Like, right. Yeah.
I got an Audible because I had Bush the band on, so
okay.
It's now my honorable mention.
The fucking Gavin Rossdale ruled. He ruled.
I don't even know the words.
I literally quoted everything Zen in a work teams thing the other day. Not kidding. I don't think anybody else got it.
did it work? Did it work for what you were trying
everything
to?
Zen. Yeah. No. No. Again, I didn't get any. No. Didn't get any of the thumbs up things. Like it was.
No.
You know. Again, crickets. Like Booble said. All right. What you got, King?
My number three is the Bush. that God spoke to Moses through with off fire.
The fiery bush.
The fiery bush.
The fiery bush.
That's great.
And miraculously, the flames did not consume the plant, just in case you wanted to know.
Yeah. That's the knowledge. We're dropping knowledge here.
I believe that was in Exodus.
Oh, the burning bush, not burning, the fiery bush.
The burning bush.
The burning bush. Sorry, the burning bush. The burning bush in Exodus.
Yeah, you heathens. All right, threes from the chat. Booble says Jenna Bush. Swoosh says Bush Light. Not Bush proper, Bush Light. Yeah.
My number one.
Yeah.
Bush Light.
Yeah, that kind of has to be. WCP's Purple Kush. It comes from a bush. Yeah, that counts. I'm gonna allow it.
You're gonna count it.
I'm gonna allow it. Yeah, because otherwise he's not gonna have anything. WCP's full, like total top three is all gonna be weed related.
Thunderclap, smiling loud.
Exactly.
Insecure thoughts that no one hears but me. That's a good strain.
Let's see. Nettian says Kate Bush running up that hill song from Stranger Things. Yeah. Good stuff. All right. Ski, your two.
Ski, my number two is.
That's you.
The, what did that have been, like mid 2000s animated show Lil Bush?
Like a Comedy Central, right? Like, I remember.
A Comedy Central show.
Yeah.
Lil Bush.
Lil Bush.
And I'll throw in the movie W as well. Anything Bush related movie TV wise will be all my number two.
Who played him in that? It wasn't Brolin, was it?
It was.
It was Brolin.
Fuck me. That's crazy. Didn't like Oliver Stone make that too or some shit?
It was all
like,
Stone movie. Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Who
played Dick Cheney in that movie? In the Dick Cheney movie that
Christian
came out
Bale,
a few
right?
Years later.
He got like really fast.
Is that Christian Bale? Okay.
Yeah. Jesus. What the fuck? It was Christian Bale because like he famously gained like a whole bunch of weight for it and then went right back to super skinny afterwards. Wild. Booble says W was a fun movie. It was.
Yeah.
Well, again, Brolin and Oliver Stone, like it's worth a check in. Let's see. My number two is sort of along your lines, King. It's the singing bush from Three Amigos. So that they had to like kill or something. Like, you know what I mean? The singing bush from Three Amigos. All right. What's your two, King?
My number two, Reggie Bush.
The president?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. Yep.
Just beat out Bush's baked beans.
Yeah, Bush's baked beans, like honorable mention for sure.
For sure.
For sure. All right, twos from the chat. Booble says Bush Gardens. Is that a... That's not St. Louis's stadium, is it? What's Bush Gardens?
It's a theme park.
Theme park. Okay. All right. Cause like
it's kind of like a... I think it's kind of like SeaWorld meets like roller coaster place. It's just kind of in the middle.
It's aquatic. I didn't know it was aquatic.
I think not fully aquatic, but I think they're. I think they have like a dolphins
elements. Huh. Elements of aqua. I love it. Yeah, because like I think Bush Stadium is a thing, right? Isn't that like the Cardinals?
There's Bush Stadium.
Yeah. Okay.
The Cardinals. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And I was like, that's the opposite of Booble. Like
they even got elephants at Bush Gardens.
Yo!
Oh, shit.
I go see some elephants. I still haven't seen the baby elephant. It's basically not even a baby anymore up in Portland. But I think I missed the fucking bus on the baby elephant, which sort of makes me sad. But I don't want to see no teenage elephant. Get out of here.
Right?
Like,
fuck out of here.
I got a teenager at home. I don't need to see a fucking... I don't need an elephant being an asshole to me. I already have a teenager at home being an asshole to me. WCP, lamb's breath. It's a bush, I think. Nutty and also Reggie Bush for number two. And Swoosh's number two is Jeb! because you have
the best of all the Bushes, though.
Exclamation point.
The funniest.
you have to say it like that. Yes. Please clap, he reminds us. Mm. One of the... That's an all-timer. That's an all...
It is an all-timer.
Timer. Oh, boy. All right, that's all of the chats. Number one, Ski.
My number one, clear number one in my eyes, is Bush's baked beans. Bacon and maple flavored Bush's baked beans.
Sort of impossible to argue with. They're an honorable mention for me, but like, yeah.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
So you said you're number one already, right? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Bush Light.
My number one is George Washington Bush, who was apparently a pioneer, a famous black pioneer in the Pacific Northwest here in Oregon and Washington. That's my number one.
I mean, I was going to say, I see that name. I see that name strewn about the Pacific Northwest in honor of
George
Washington Bush.
So like, bro, he was just a pioneer, he was a pioneer in a certain field?
No, he was like a pioneer, and he was black.
He just rode here?
There is no way.
He just sat. Yeah. So you're honoring a black man who just sat in the back seat of a wagon and did nothing? Raise your bar, you racist.
There is no way. I just looked up famous people named Bush on Wikipedia, and his name was George Bush. And I was like, well, wait a minute. That's a different George Bush. Oh, he was in Oregon? A pioneer? Cool. He was black? All right, he's my number one. Okay,
I don't appreciate these DEI answers here.
All right, yeah, seriously. All right. Real number one, Riley Reed. All right. Let's go. Number one's from the chat. Let's see. Nutian says, my Azalea Bush.
Shout out to Harif. If you guys remember Harif on Twitter, do not call a rhododendron an azalea. Nope. Or don't even call an azalea, because he will get very mad at you. If you live in the Northwest, that's a hybrid of an azalea. Mm. I know this because I took a botany class at the University of Oregon, and that's a real thing he got mad at me about in 2021. Yeah, it's a hybrid azalea. It's not real. Brother, I never said it would be placed on the master's course. It's just what the sticker said. I'm sorry.
Is that your, it's not a blue jay, it's a scrub jay in the Pacific Northwest?
Oh, mine's, but hey, no, because those are different. They're not the same.
They're not the same, though, yeah.
The azalea, it says it's an azalea, it's an azalea. Don't tell me it's a hybrid. Says it on the tag, Seth.
You tell me Jerry's lied to me? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yes, real blue jays do not exist west of the Rockies.
They do not. That is correct.
That's the common California scrub jay you see in your backyard.
Ones from the chat. Booble says, any bush you piss on while in nature. That's a winner.
The bush.
Let's see. Swoosh says, African-American pioneer, correcting me, which.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for that. He also says, Gianna Michaels. And says, please fap. So, sound effect, yeah. WCP says, G13. I don't know what that is.
I think you do.
I think I got a pretty good guess. Let's see. Honorable mention from WCP, Homer Simpson backing into the bush. That's good. All right, that's our list. That's our podcast. Movie on Sunday is Send Help. It is on Hulu. So watch that. Listen to us talk about it. It's an interesting experience of Rachel McAdams. I am of the ilk who finds Rachel McAdams. I'm like Lil Dicky. You know, I'm super into Rachel McAdams. Like she's great. And this is her at her on purpose least attractive. So, but kind of fun. So watch that. Listen to us talk about it. It is on Hulu. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Yeah, R.I.P. Kyle Busch. Goodbye.
R.I.P. Kurt Busch.
Yeah, I think Kurt's still going.
R.I.P. Kurt Angle.
There you go.